You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool. A rare occurrence tonight in that Keith Alexander had to leave after the first hour. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is out tonight, so it gives me a rare opportunity to be with you one-on-one tonight. And I used to do that so often when we were broadcasting five nights a week before we got picked up by the network and put into syndication. But it's nice. It's nice to have a little alone time with you guys and ladies out there. And I jealously guard these rare opportunities and embrace them. And I actually want to reflect a little bit tonight during the third hour. And I'm going to be tying in a few thoughts and ideas about life and family and even my career in radio, which spans 10 years this fall. And we'll talk more about that this hour as well. But it's just been such an amazing ride and all the experiences that I've had. It's been a week in, week out, not struggle in terms of it's been so difficult, but it is a lot of work. You know, I'll tell you my typical day. I work an 8-to-5 job type job. And then the radio show is a full-time job as a volunteer for all intents and purposes. And then of course I'm a full-time husband and father. So basically I work my job and then I spend time with my family. And then after I put my daughter to bed, which is normally around 8 o'clock, and my wife and I'll read her a story, say our prayers, put her down, spend a little time with my wife, and then I put her to bed at about 10 or 11, and then I go and work on the radio show for about 3 or 4 hours. Yeah, you might ask when I sleep, and the answer is I don't. I can't. I can't afford to do that, not and juggle the responsibilities that I have that I've been blessed with. And it's been a blessing. I typically go to bed at about 2 in the morning and wake up at 7 and do it all over again, at least 6 days a week like that. And then, of course, on Sunday, we're going to church. And so you don't get to sleep much later, maybe sleep till 8 if our 4-year-old will allow it. But that's okay, because it's an honor and a privilege to be able to do one's duty. But it is hard work to do what we do here on the radio. But I look back on all of the great things that have happened over the course of the last 10 years. And sometimes you're just so involved and so immersed in the work and in the daily grind and the balancing act that when you step back for a minute and look, and of course we talk about this at least a couple of times a year, whether it be on our anniversary or on a year in review show, but you're talking about a show with our budget, which is frankly non-existent. I mean, it's, you know, wouldn't even be enough to really sustain an individual yearly salary. And we make a top 10, you know, show in our time slot. And we're in the top 10 again tonight. We do that thanks to your generosity, folks. And by no means am I diminishing the benevolence and the kindness of our audience who keeps us going. Without you, we'd have been gone in 10 days, much less be here and going strong 10 years later. But look at some of the stuff we've done. You know, of course, we've been covered on cable news time and time again by any assortment of major personalities, from Sean Hannity to Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow. 250 newspapers and magazines have, from all around the world, have covered us. The Los Angeles Times, the London Times, the New York Times, Newsweek, you know, so on and so forth. We, Jimmy Kimmel Live, you know, we've even had the late night comics do skits about our show. Entertainment Tonight, I'll never forget getting a call from Entertainment Tonight, nor will I forget, you know, the appearances on CNN when I was a short-lived but regular contributor to CNN a few years ago. I remember the time they sent, you know, that's really something to come from where we came from. I mean, fighting and clawing to carve out a niche on mainstream radio. And, you know, there's CNN sending a car to my home to take me to the airport. And then I get to New York and, you know, limo driver, Mr. Edwards, you know, with a sign in the sand. And, you know, you never let that go to your head because you know you're in enemy-occupied territory, but you have broken through, and we have broken through together, folks, over these 10 years, because certainly nothing that this show has accomplished would have ever been possible without the audience. I remember getting a call from Warner Brothers, you know, certainly not a friend of ours, but asking us to help them promote the re-release of Gods and Generals, which was a war about the battles of Chancellorsville and Fredericksburg, two victories by the Confederacy. Howard Stern's covered our work. But I think, a lot of this coverage I'm talking about certainly isn't favorable, but the fact that we have forced them to talk about us, that is an accomplishment, folks, that you should take all the pride and credit for. And you look at some of the bigger names we've been able to draw, and we really have bridged the gap between respectable conservatism and our more muscular brand of politics, which adds even more legitimacy and credibility to our work and to the message of the show and to our signature issues. And God bless you for giving me the opportunity to be your spokesman, because what we talk about is very serious, and the work we do is very sincere. And certainly our people deserve to have a voice, and we're happy to serve in that capacity. But all of that is very important. But one thing I like to get back into from time to time when I have a moment, as I do tonight, I remember talking about it 10 years ago in a speech I gave in New Orleans. I talked about it in my address at the American Renaissance Conference. While all this is important, I mean, nothing is more important than the role that we play in our own individual families, whether it be our role as a husband or a father or a brother or an uncle or a cousin or whatever, and certainly as a mother and daughter and sister for our females out there in the listening audience. And, you know, I'm very proud of my family. Without the support of my family, and you are our extended family, and you're very justified in being called that. Our audience is our extended family. Our race is our extended family. But I'm really proud of my family. My wife, as you know, is expecting our second child. And I was joking on the radio. Well, it was a partial joke a couple of weeks ago when I said I fight for our people on the airwaves, in the court of public opinion, and even in the bedroom. And I guess that's a one-liner maybe, but it's really not that much of a joke, because I've talked about some of the major media that has covered our work over the years. And one of the things, if it's going to be a hit piece, that they invariably use in an ill-fated attempt to discredit our work is that in our mission statement at thepoliticalcesspool.org, one of the planks reads that we wish to revive the white birth rate above replacement level fertility and beyond to grow the percentage of whites in the world relative to other races. So basically what we're saying is we want the whites, Europeans, European-derived peoples, to continue to exist. We want to at least have our people reach replacement level fertility. So in essence, we don't one day go extinct. What happens if you don't maintain replacement level fertility? You go the way of the dodo. And so when we get attacked, and that's what they use to attack us, because we want our people to survive and live, folks, you know that they are not out to fight racism. If it's racist to want to exist, then yeah, I'm a racist, you know, no doubt about it. What they're advocating is white genocide. Well, I'm going to talk more about family and the importance of being a leader in your family and in your community when we come back.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is Mercy, It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. James Edwards here with you. I was talking just before the commercial break about the importance of reaching replacement-level fertility and how those who advocate for the genocide and destruction of our people will use that plank at the political cesspool's mission statement as an attempt to prove how racist we are, because we want to survive, we want to live. But here's the thing. If we are ever going to turn the tide, if we're ever going to take things back and reclaim America's destiny, our path to victory is going to march through the womb. We have got to start having more babies and bring these children up to be morally sound, to have, to the best of our abilities, a way to instill upon them, you know, virtues. And listen, here's the thing. A lot of times we talk about what's the issue of the day, the cause of the day. We spend a little bit too much time focusing on the abstract versus what really matters. And I'm telling you, folks, if we continue to allow our numbers to dwindle, you know, what's it matter if those of us who are left know everything there is to know? And it, people will say, well, I can't, you know, really go out and speak openly and honestly to a potential mate about these issues because, you know, it'll cost me the potential to have a relationship. And to that, I would say, well, I can only speak from my own personal experience in that it was never a problem for me. I met the woman who would become my wife years before the show started. And I started the show 2 years before we got married. And it was obviously not a sticking point at all. Very supportive. In fact, the second quarter fundraising drive for the Political Cesspool's 2014 campaign is currently underway. A lot of you will have already received in your snail mailbox the appeal. Each and every one of those letters was packaged by my wife. Yeah, we would sit in the den after we got our daughter to bed, and we worked on those together. It takes a long time to package all those letters. It took us about a week, and she had a hand in that, literally. And, you know, she's top shelf. I mean, she's a 10. You know, but she did promotional modeling for some of the biggest companies in America, Pontiac, for instance. And if you don't believe my own assessment, I'm very proud of my wife. It's a lot easier for me to brag about her than it is about any relative accomplishments I might have garnered over the years, which were all made possible by you folks anyway. So I've done very little. But I am proud of my wife. And if you don't believe my assessment of her beauty, go take a look at the Political Cesspool's photo gallery, which just so happens to feature a few pictures of she and I together, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And it just goes to show, I think, that, and I'm talking to the men again here, there is a problem with our men in that I see a lot of social and sexual awkwardness with men. And listen, we have what's right on our side. We should be able, when we are supporting a cause that is just and moral and decent, to go out with all the confidence in the world and share our story and speak about it. And I'm not going to say that there will never be an incident where where there would be a woman, perhaps, that wouldn't take to what you have to say, but that's a woman you shouldn't be with anyway, and better to find out before you get married, right? But I'm just saying, in my own personal life, that's not been the case, nor has it ever caused me any economic hardship. The show has been such a blessing. I'll be 34 years old on June 22nd. My birthday's coming up in a few days, and I've lived a very full life. I have loved, I have been loved, I am loved by my friends, by my family, both here under this roof and my my parents and my grandparents when they were alive, and my relatives, by this audience. I have gone places as a result of this show. I've had experiences that I thought I would never have before. There's really been no fantasy that I've ever had that I haven't realized. Maybe my dreams were quite modest, but being a very public advocate for our ideas has done nothing but add to my life in a very, very positive way. And so we need to be men. We need to go out and operate with confidence, whether that be in pursuing a spouse or a relationship or whatever we're doing. You know, certainly not everybody in my life agrees with me politically, and I have family members that are liberal. But they don't see me as a monster, and far from it. They know what I stand for, and it's never caused me any grief. I mean, yeah, I would rather not be called a bunch of ridiculous names by our venomous and hate-filled detractors, but, I mean, what am I going to do with them? I can't control what they write, but it doesn't bother me, and it certainly hasn't caused me to tone down the rhetoric on this broadcast. And, you know, certainly while talking about issues like racial realities and Jewish power and influence are very important, and we need to be well-versed and knowledgeable on these topics, but sometimes we need to remember the fundamentals of what really matters, and that is being a good man, husband, brother, son, whatever, and being a leader of men. We should all be leaders to the extent that we can in our daily lives. And everybody's situation is different. I wouldn't say if you're working for corporate America to go in and start, turning people on or using the office water cooler as your pulpit. I mean, certainly you have to use sound judgment in some of these situations. But be a leader. When the opportunity presents itself, we need our men to be more men. And I think sometimes we play into the stereotypes that are set for us, where the white people in the media are always evil. If it's in a movie or a television show or a story, the white men are always either evil or impotent. You know, they're effeminate. I guess effeminate would be a positive trait according to the media, but they're just sissies. They're pushovers. They're hangers on to the intellectual morally superior black guy or something like that, or they're getting run all over by women and just weak. Let's not play into that. You know, let's be men again, okay, folks? Let's be men, and things are going to be okay. And I know not everybody, some of the people in my audience may have, maybe beyond their reproductive years, but let me tell you something. If you are still able to have children, consider it. I'm expanding my family. Come November, we'll have our son. So we will officially have replacement level fertility in the James Edwards household. Consider that and support the people who are in the ways that you can. And that's just me on a little bit of departure, but it's been on my heart to talk about that. And I think we've talked about it here in recent weeks, maybe coming and going a little bit, but be a man at home. Be a man in your sphere of influence. You don't have to be a nationally syndicated talk radio host to be a leader. Be a leader among your circle of friends and do what you can to tell the truth in love, and that's a start. Because we're not going to take back over the country tomorrow. Yeah, some good things are happening in Europe, but we don't have to. Let's just do what we can with what we've got, and we'll build from there. Now, when we come back, before we take a couple of callers who have been very patiently waiting, I want to tell you about a couple of opportunities that we have coming up that I think are very exciting, so stay tuned for that. The excitement continues here on the Political Cesspool right after this.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Well, you just heard Art Frith in one of those commercials that he's cut for us make mention that we always need your support, both prayerfully and financially. You know, you're doing a top 10 rated syndicated radio program on a budget of, about $20,000 a year, and it's not an easy thing to do, but we have made it happen. And as we advance into the summer, we continue to turn up the heat on the radio airwaves. And we're welcoming new listeners to this show who are attracted to the confident and well-reasoned approach with which we present our case on all of these critical issues. We're punching the clock, reporting for duty every Saturday night, and we've got a real successful blend here of information and entertainment, and the interest in our work remains at an all-time high. And I was talking to you for the majority of this hour before we go to the phones about my family and about life, because we're all real people outside of what we do here on the radio, this hosting staff and our production crew. We have real lives, just like everybody else. And a dear friend, a fan of the show, another guy who always contributes each quarter, he commented to me a couple of weeks back that if anyone had an excuse not to fight so publicly for our people, it would be someone with a young and growing family. And I certainly appreciated his care and concern. But, you know, obviously I do this because I view my work as a labor of love on behalf of my family. And I believe that everyone should have the freedom of self-determination and be entitled to have spokesmen dedicated to their unique group interests. And so I'm honored again to serve in this capacity. But I would ask you folks, this is the truth, and we say it every quarter. We try not to talk too much about fundraising, and I hate when we have to, because it's just, it's uncomfortable, but it has to be done or we won't be here. And 4 months out of the year, one time per quarter, we have to run these fundraising drives to keep enough in the storehouse to keep our struggle alive. And so we're asking for your help, and we're asking for you to answer the call and consider responding to our second quarter fundraising appeal, which kicked off on June 1st. We're asking that you stand with us so that we can remain your voice of authority in the mainstream media. Without you, we can't survive. And as always, we have some great incentives. Anything helps. You know, $5, we had a guy send in $3 the other day, and God bless you, sir. But it all helps. It really does. $5, $25, $50, $100 or more, you're going to get an autographed copy of a powerful yet-to-be-released book by one of our favorite authors. And I think you're really going to be excited to receive this title. You're also going to get a CD featuring 9 original songs that were arranged and performed by one of your fellow listeners, a Political Cesspool fan. So, folks, if you can, this fundraising drive is vital. Kicked off June 1st. It'll run through the end of the month. So we ask you to give what you can comfortably afford between now and the 30th, now in June 30th, please give $100 or more, and you're going to get all kinds of goodies and prizes from us. And so we hope that we can continue to count on your support as we have done for 10 years solid now, and you can make that contribution safely and securely at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Thepoliticalcesspool.org, donate tonight and keep our show on the air. And speaking of 10 years, it's been 10 long years, but 10 glorious years. You know, folks, that this October, October 17th through the 19th, we're going to be celebrating 10 years on the radio. So mark your calendars today. This is going to be a weekend event here in Memphis, and we want you to come. We want you to plan to take off and either drive or fly down to Memphis in October and join us. This is a conference, a celebration, a family reunion, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we want you to be there with us. There is still time for you to reserve a spot and get there and be with us for excellent speakers. We're going to have musical entertainment, dinner banquets, and the main course, the main event, a live remote broadcast of the political cesspool from the floor of the conference hall with audience participation. Reserve your spot today. And you can do that. We don't want to confuse a general contribution with a conference registration, but if you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, it's $125 a person for this event. But basically, that buys your food for the weekend because you're going to get four high-quality meals with your conference registration. So basically, it just pays for your food. You're going to get two breakfasts and two nice banquet dinners during our weekend event. So that just helps us cover the cost for each person's food and beverage. But go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and listen, folks, come and join us for this great party that we're going to have in October. Spend time with me in person, Keith Alexander, Eddie Miller, and some other great speakers. Sam Bushman will be here, and more folks signing up every day. All you got to do to reserve your spot tonight is go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, $125 a person, or just $175 per couple. And, of course, with that registration, you will have access to all those weekend activities that I just mentioned, and four complimentary meals are included for everyone who attends. So if you want to do that and reserve your spot tonight, once we receive your registration payment of either $125 or $175 respectively, we will send you information about our venue and all that good stuff, location and all the other details. If you do that tonight, and people are signing up every day, be sure to send me an email so it doesn't get confused for general contribution. Or you can mail in a check and just write conference in the memo line, and we will look forward to seeing you in October. But do join us. This is not going to be something that I plan to do again in terms of hosting these conferences. They're great to do. The 10 years is a momentous occasion. But it's an added chore, I guess you could say. Not a chore in this case, because it is going to be so much fun, but it's just, you know, you can only do so much, and our work on the radio each week is our offering to our people. But this is a rare once-in-a-decade event. We want you to come. If you have any questions, email me, james@thepoliticalcesspool.org, or just go ahead and sign up tonight, and we'll get all that information to you. We'll reply instantly, or as soon as we can, within the next day or two, and get you all the information you need to get down here to Memphis and join us for this party. And we look forward to meeting as many of our listeners as we can before this thing sells out. So sign up today, and we'll look forward to be seeing you in October. Now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Let's first go to Matt the Copperhead, New York. Matt, how are you, brother?
Hi, good evening, James. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I had an opportunity here with Keith and Eddie out to spend a little extended time with you guys, and needed to make a few announcements there and get the business done about the fundraising drive and the conference, which I know you're going to be at, Matt, here in October, and looking forward to seeing you and everyone else. What can we do for you tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we might not have had a Triple Crown here in New York, but there's one every Saturday night out of Memphis with your radio show. 3 hours.
That's right. That's right. to use an equestrian analogy, very good.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, you're spot on with everything, and amen to everything you said about manliness and taking a leadership role within our families and being there. And, you know, we can't change the world as is, but we can change our own world as we live in them.
That's right. That's right. And listen, everybody should do what they can, as I said a moment ago, with the opportunities that they have. And it just so happened that the opportunity for me being in radio came up. God knows it's not because I'm particularly good at it or that I went to, you know, any training to be a broadcaster, but the opportunity opened and I walked in. But yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah, James, as you well know yourself, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and through yourself in radio, through other people that are working within our movement. And I had the rare opportunity in this last week in Louisville, Kentucky, and of all places, a Waffle House, to meet a young gentleman, I would say within our age group, within yourself and I, you know, 30, he might have been 35, 30 to 33, in that range. And believe it or not, he was an Africana.
Yeah, sure.
South Africa.
Wow.
He was attending an IT conference, because he's an IT professional, has his own startup business, in Cape Town, and desperately looking to get his family over here and doing the right thing as a leader in his family and looking out for his family to get him over here in the States. And I said, of all places to be in Louisville, Kentucky, in a Waffle House, meeting this gentleman, and hitting it off right away, and, you know, getting that synergy like we do, like when we meet like-minded people like yourself, myself, James, Keith, Eddie, other people that we know. It's just amazing.
Well, it is, and I appreciate you sharing that story, and, you know, God bless those people in South Africa. Man, it's, well, if it was happening the other way around, God knows you'd hear about it, and those people are suffering over there, and our hearts go out to them, and we wish we could do much more. We're going to take a break, and we will come back. Matt, thank you so much for the call. And
I told him if it was like a quarter to 12 at night, we'd have an interesting, more interesting floor show. Hey,
stay
God
tuned,
bless,
everybody.
Brother.
Stay tuned, everybody.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, without Eddie the Bombardier Miller to serve as our closer tonight, his customary third hour final act, our intrepid correspondent, Peter Scoop Stanton, is on the line. And before we go to Scoop, we're going to take a call from Rocky, who's been waiting for a couple of segments to get a word in. Rocky, how are you, buddy, down there in Florida? Bet it's hot.
Oh, yeah. It's
Believe it or not, I have the AC on right now. It's 83 degrees in my room.
It feels like it's 110 in this radio station. It always gets so hot. I know what you're talking about.
Well, I know you're busy. I don't want to take too much time. I will admit, my favorite section of all your blog posts is I am not making this up. Because those posts, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. And the other day, I was just watching the news. I think this one takes the cake of any of those posts.
Okay.
Anyway, long story short, this happened in Florida, I think. This guy, he tried to rob a gun store with a baseball bat. And long story short, what happened was he took a baseball bat, a wooden baseball bat, what I called a 12-gauge baseball bat. He pointed it at the owner of the store and told him, open that glass case there or I'll hit you, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so the owner pretended to comply. What happened was the owner took out the gun, put a magazine in there right away, and then pointed it back at him.
Well, I guess I don't have to wonder how that ended.
Well, basically, the guy surrendered. The owner called the police, and I'm surprised Al Sharpton has not showed up at the scene yet.
Oh, yeah, that owner was completely out of line.
But... yeah, trying to rob a gun store with a baseball bat. Very smart.
That is definitely a story worthy of the political cesspool. Thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
I was going to say, for anyone listening, his name is Derek Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y, if you want to Google it. It's pretty funny.
We'll look it up ourselves. I give you my word, Rocky. And thanks for calling in from the Sunshine State tonight.
Sure, you too. Take care.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye. All right, Scoop, the floor is yours, my friend. Peter Scoop Stanton giving us the scoop tonight, and he's had a couple of stories from Detroit involving goats.
Yep. Good evening, successful family. Well, from Charlie's Up Country, known as Detroit, Michigan, a farmer in Michigan area decided to help with the urban sprawl and the unkempt lawns by releasing about 50 or 60 goats. Instead of the property owners of the city or the county cleaning it up, this goat farmer wanted to let Mother Nature do it. And the reaction from the Motor City is, no goats allowed. Get them out. So no word yet if the goats have been removed from Detroit.
Just imagining goats in Detroit don't seem to go hand in hand. But, well, with Detroit, I guess nothing can really be surprising, right, Scoop?
Right. And, well, as you know, Detroit is turning back into a rural community despite having a population of 700,000 people and being the home of the big three automakers. But, again, if we're talking about Detroit, so anything is possible.
Amen. It's the truth. I mean, Detroit really, I mean, it's just, you know, you look at Detroit and some of the stories, Rocky was talking about blog category that we post. I'm not making this up. I mean, some of the stuff from Detroit is just, you know, out of a circus. I mean, it's just so bizarre and almost unimaginable that it's, you have to put in that little quote that, hey, we're not joking here. This is what's going on. And there are so many stories we've covered from Detroit. Charlie LaDuff was the source for many of them that it just, I mean, you just laugh to keep from crying, I guess. But what else you got for us tonight, brother?
Well, back here in D.C., it's just more of the same. It's Gay Pride Weekend here in the District of Columbia.
Well, see, now, hang on right there. Before you go on, I mean, that's the thing I was talking about or something that was in my mind to get at is that these perverts are so proud of their sickness. And they just, you know, they go out and they're proud and they've got all these companies like Marriott just, you know, celebrating with them. And, I mean, they're proud of something that no normal person would ever be proud of or would ever embrace. But, you know, if they can go out and be proud of something like that, surely we should be proud to be Christians, to be Southerners, to be paleoconservatives, to be, well, not all of our audience is Southerners, certainly present company included, Scoop Stanton, but no, to be right and decent thinking people. We should be proud of that and at least proud enough to be confident in going out and talking about it. But anyway, go ahead, Scoop.
Anyways, more about what's happening in D.C. The current commander-in-chief must absolutely detest our military because today at the Gay Pride Parade, they had a military color guard. This is another, I'm not making this up, this is coming from the Washington Post Express newspaper. First time ever they're having a military color guard walking the parade route.
Well, I mean, what's happening to our military? I mean, you know, it's like General Harold G. Moore once said on this show, who was the real-life soldier who inspired Mel Gibson's character in the movie We Were Soldiers, you know, hate war but love the American warrior. But what's going on? I mean, the armed forces of this country now are just a petri dish for politically correct experimentation, and it's just such a dishonor and disservice to use these branches, the Marines and the Army and the Navy, so on and so forth, as laboratories for this sickness. But, you know, not a surprise either.
Nope. And back to the good old Department of Defense, as you know, Obama dropped the ball big time with his Bo Bergdahl fiasco. I went on Lieutenant Colonel Alan West's website, and he says more likely than that it was desertion. And believe it or not, Sean Hannity did an investigative report or slash show about it, and his fellow soldiers were supposed to sign non-disclosure act forms, and they said he was a deserter. And then the old man is at the in the Rose Garden saying this more or less, you know, talking code to everybody. And if you look on the YouTube clip, Obama is smiling. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Mexico, you have a Marine sergeant who has some lawfully possessed and purchased firearms. He makes a wrong turn, ends up in jail, and the president and Secretary of State John Kerry does absolutely nothing. So if you're a deserter, you're good. If you're just a proud Marine, just, you know, wrong place, wrong time, you know, the hell with you.
Yeah, I believe Pat Buchanan wrote an article in response to that. But I mean, again, you know, what do you expect? What do you want from the guy? I mean, it's just more par for the course.
Right, and that's why I urge everybody to boycott Mexico, boycott anything Mexican. Your Corona beer, your Tecate beer, your tequila, your vacations down to Cancun, your trips across to Tijuana. Just boycott that. Send your money. Go somewhere else. Spend your, you know, save your money. Because they do this to, an American service member, and we're supposed to be good allies and neighbors. Meanwhile, they kept, you know, pumping, flooding our southern borders with these undesirables.
Well, and that's exactly what they are. And it's not to say that we wish these people any harm or ill will, but they are not an asset to this country. And, you know, you help them by pressuring the Mexican government to develop more for its own people. It's the United States can't solve the employment problems for the rest of the universe. And when you have these people coming in that unfortunately are coming in, and as I said before, not assimilating in any way, shape, or form, they have no respect for our culture, they have no respect for our language, they demand these services and these benefits for themselves at taxpayer expense. I mean, you know, God bless them, but that's not what I want for my country. Everybody deserves a place to live, and they should work to better their own home. But my house isn't a flop house. My nation isn't a flop house. And I'm sorry, but that's the way it is, and I'm going to continue to work to preserve the rule of law and put the interests of my family and my nation first, and it is in our best interest to secure the border. And, you know, I know it's not going to happen with the people that we have in office, but deportations, absolutely deportations, would be entirely in order and appropriate.
Right, and we can get that that Marine freed within the hour if Obama puts executive orders to the Treasury Department saying no more remissions to Mexico, no more money transfers through Western Union or any of the other services. That man would be out, and they'd throw him across the border within a minute.
Certainly enough American dollars are going back over the border because of these illegal aliens that come over here and work illegally and send their money back home. But yeah, cut off all the foreign aid to Mexico, Israel, and everywhere else it's going. Put the feed bag on it. That's American money. It should stay here. And, just please God, don't let the government advocate it to the Department of Education and any of these other just failed social endeavors. Use it to fix potholes, if nothing else. Increase the military, but bring them home. Put them on the border. Scoop, we thanks for your contributions tonight. As always, folks, don't forget the second quarter fundraising drive is underway. We all have families here. We're all working to do this show. All we ask is that you give us a little bit to help keep us going, and please consider donating tonight, or at the very least before the end of the month, so the Political Successful can remain on the airwaves. Till then, I'll see you next week. God bless y'all. I'm James Edwards. Good night.